2021学年第一学期期末考试九年级英语试卷听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
Number 1. Tom likes reading English books in his spare time.
Tom likes reading English books in his spare time.
Number 2. John is too busy to take his dog for a bath. It looks so dirty now.
John is too busy to take his dog for a bath. It looks so dirty now.
Number 3. What are the famous tourist attractions in Shanghai?
What are the famous tourist attractions in Shanghai?
Number 4. It's unhealthy for Jason to sit in front of his computer for such a long time.
It's unhealthy.For Jason to sit in front of his computer for such a long time.
Number 5. Nowadays, more and more people prefer to use paper bags rather than plastic ones.
Nowadays, more and more people prefer to use paper bags rather than plastic ones.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
Number 6.
Hello, Mike. Is Emily in the library?
No. She is playing tennis with her classmates in the playground. Question. Where is Emily now?
Hello, Mike. Is Emily in the library?
No, she is playing tennis with her classmates in the playground. Question, where is Emily now? Number 7.
Johnny, is it Wednesday today?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh.We will have our sports meeting tomorrow, won't we?
Yes. Question. When will the sports meeting take place?
Johnny, is it Wednesday today?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, we will have our sports meeting tomorrow, won't we?
Yes. Question.When will the sports meeting take place? Number 8.
Jimmy, did you go to Hangzhou last weekend?
Yes, the West Lake in Hangzhou is fantastic.
Who went there with you?
My parents and my two cousins. Question.How many people went to Hangzhou altogether?
Jimmy, did you go to Hangzhou last weekend?
Yes, the West Lake in Hangzhou is fantastic.
Who went there with you?
My parents and my two cousins. Question, how many people went to Hangzhou altogether?Number 9.
Mason, why are you so upset? Is there anything wrong?
I missed the meeting. Though I got up very early, I was still late.
How did it happen?
I didn't know the traffic was so terrible. Question. Why didn't the man attend the meeting?
Mason, why are you so upset? Is there anything wrong?
I missed the meeting. Though I got up very early, I was still late.
How did it happen?
I didn't know the traffic was so terrible. Question: Why didn't the man attend the meeting? Number 10.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Lee, please?
This is Mr. Lee speaking.
Hello, Mr. Lee. This is May from Five Star Digital Store. Your new laptop is ready. You can come and get it.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Lee, please?
This is Mr. Lee speaking.
Hello, Mr. Lee. This is Mary from Five Star Digital Store. Your new laptop is ready. You can come and get it.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Hello, this is LA Police Department. How can I help you?
Hello, I want to report a missing person.
Who is this missing person, madam?
It's my husband. I can't find him anywhere.
Are you sure he's missing? Maybe he just went away for the weekend.
Oh no, officer. He didn't come home on Wednesday night, and I haven't seen him since then.
All right, madam. What's your husband's name?
It's White. James White.
All right, Mrs. White. How old is your husband?
He is 45 years old.
Okay. Can you tell me what Mr. White does for a living?
He drives a taxi. He usually starts to work at 8 a.m. and comes home at 9 p.m.
When did you last see him?
I last saw him on Wednesday morning. He drove away in front of our house.
What does Mr. White look like? Can you describe him for me?
He has blue eyes and gray hair. He's about 180 centimeters tall and weighs around 85 kilos.
All right, Mrs. White. If we get any information about your husband, we will call you immediately. Hello, this is LA Police Department. How can I help you?
Hello, I want to report a missing person.
Who is this missing person, madam?
It's my husband. I can't find him anywhere.
Are you sure he's missing? Maybe he just went away for the weekend.
Oh no, officer. He didn't come home on Wednesday night, and I haven't seen him since then.
All right, madam. What's your husband's name?
It's White. James White.
All right, Mrs. White. How old is your husband?
He is 45 years old.
Okay. Can you tell me what Mr. White does for a living?
He drives a taxi. He usually starts to work at 8 a.m. and comes home at 9 p.m.
When did you last see him?
I last saw him on Wednesday morning. He drove away in front of our house.
What does Mr. White look like? Can you describe him for me?
He has blue eyes and gray hair.
He's about 180 centimeters tall and weighs around 85 kilos.
All right, Mrs. White. If we get any information about your husband, we will call you immediately. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Once upon a time, there was an artist. He had painted many pictures of great beauty, but he found that he hadn't painted a real picture of the most beautiful thing in the world. One day, in his search along a dusty road, he met an old man. "Where are you going?" asked the old man. "I don't know," said the artist. "I want to paint the most beautiful thing in the world. Perhaps you can help me." "How simple," replied the old man. "You will find it in a church. Faith is the most beautiful thing in the world." The artist traveled on. Later, he met a young couple. They told him that love makes the world go around. Without love, there is no beauty. The artist continued his search and then met a wounded soldier. He asked the soldier the same question. "Peace is the most beautiful thing," the soldier answered. "War is ugly, and if you find peace, you will find both faith and love." "How can I paint them?" the artist thought. As he went back home, his children ran out. They gave him a big hug. In the eyes of his wife and children, he saw faith and love. He sat in the chair and felt at peace. The artist realized that his search was over. In the end, the artist painted the picture and called it home.
Once upon a time, there was an artist. He had painted many pictures of great beauty. But he found that he hadn't painted a real picture of the most beautiful thing in the world. One day, in his search along a dusty road, he met an old man. "Where are you going?" asked the old man. "I don't know," said the artist. "I want to paint the most beautiful thing in the world. Perhaps you can help me." "How simple," replied the old man. "You will find it in a church. Faith is the most beautiful thing in the world." The artist traveled on. Later, he met a young couple. They told him that love makes the world go around. Without love, there is no beauty. The artist continued his search and then met a wounded soldier. He asked the soldier the same question. "Peace is the most beautiful thing," the soldier answered. "War is ugly, and if you find peace, you will find both faith and love." "How can I paint them?" the artist thought. As he went back home, his children ran out. They gave him a big hug. In the eyes of his wife and children, he saw faith and love. He sat in the chair and felt at peace. The artist realized that his search was over. In the end, the artist painted the picture and called it home. 听力部分到此结束。